Hey everyone, welcome back. Let's dive right into Bitcoin. Right now, it's hovering around $73,700, caught in this really tight consolidation phase. It feels like the whole market is holding its breath between two critical boundaries.
Exactly. We're looking at a clear bracket here. You've got a key support zone holding at $71,400. And a major resistance ceiling capping things out at $78,200. Until we see a shift in sentiment, the price is pretty much locked in this range.
And that $71,400 level has such a great track record. Historically, it's been this reliable springboard for bullish reversals. But to really break through that $78,200 ceiling, we're going to need a massive surge in buying volume and a real boost in market confidence.
That's the reality of it. Until those conditions align, we're just going to see range-bound price action. And if you look at the order books, trading volume has noticeably thinned across the major exchanges. It's a clear signal of broad market indecision.
I feel that hesitation. With volume so low, we're stuck in the stagnant equilibrium, where neither buyers nor sellers are really stepping up. Consequently, these daily price fluctuations just lack any reliable directional momentum.
Precisely. It's a waiting game. But keep in mind, a sudden volume spike, whether from institutional accumulation or just profit-taking, could rapidly propel Bitcoin toward that $78,200 resistance, or trigger a sharp decline back to $71,400.
So analysts are strongly advising caution until we see that volume expand to confirm a real trend. And it's not just market internals. Geopolitical tensions, especially surrounding Iran, are adding another layer of macroeconomic uncertainty.
That's a crucial point. Events like that typically trigger risk-off sentiment, pushing capital toward traditional safe havens. But Bitcoin's unique dual role as both a risk asset and a digital store of value makes its reaction genuinely unpredictable.
Right now, those geopolitical risks are definitely capping aggressive bullish positioning. Traders are stepping back from leveraged trades until the broader landscape stabilizes, and honestly, it's keeping the mood pretty cautious.
Which is why market analysts remain sharply divided on the path forward. The bullish camp argues that the $71,400 support is structurally strong and backed by institutional interest. They're expecting a rebound towards $75,000, with a potential challenge to that $78,200 ceiling.
But the bearish side has a strong counterargument. They point out that thin volume and those external macro risks make that support level surprisingly vulnerable. If we see a breakdown, it could trigger a deeper correction straight into the low 60,000s, activating widespread stop-loss orders and amplifying volatility.
So, what are the critical takeaways for navigating this phase? First and foremost, monitor volume expansion. It's your primary confirmation signal for any breakout or breakdown.
Absolutely. And second, track the price reaction at those $71,400 and $78,200 levels. A decisive daily close above $78,200 confirms bullish continuation, while a break below $71,400 signals a deeper pullback.
Finally, maintain strict risk management. Don't chase short-term price fluctuations. Wait for a clear directional catalyst before committing to any leveraged or high-risk positions.
Couldn't have said it better. Stay patient, keep your eyes on the volume, and we'll catch you in the next update. Thanks for listening.